memories had a way of doing things that no man thought they could do. The confusion started as soon as somebody began to think. All the little things inside their brain just started going wacko. You know, the little polarized cells and stuff like that, and the little light beams and static charges and whatever else was in there, they just go all over the place. They had no control whatsoever. They weren't following any guidelines or rules, or they weren't even following the path they were supposed to go. But what they did do, of course, is that they leaked out. And when they leaked out, they started to spread. And when they spread, everybody was getting infected. It wasn't a bad thing, but they were getting infected. What happened is, when those cells and the electricity started to flow, everybody else who acquired it all of a sudden started to think better and had thoughts they never knew they had before. They could bring ideas to their mind that seemed almost impossible. That's why Johnny and Terry and Paul, they got together one afternoon and they said, "Hey, what do you think we have a thinking contest?" "A thinking contest? Are you kidding me? I think every day. But I don't want to have a contest." "Oh, but it's going to be easy. Here's how it works. You think of something. I'll guess what you thought about. And everybody else will take their turn to do the same thing." "Well, how do you think you're going to figure out what I'm thinking? You know, it just isn't going to happen." "Well, you try it once. Let me see if I can do it." So he put his head down on his hand and he started to think. And he was thinking about carousels, and he was thinking about fun games at the fair, and he was thinking about the slot games, and he was thinking about all those other things that were going on, and the dancing and the music and the eating and all that stuff. Well, when he was done thinking, he said, "Okay." That's when he started to answer all questions. He said, "What's I thinking about?" Sure enough, he said, "You were thinking about a carousel." "Whew, too, that was a surprise." Then he told him he was thinking about all the candy and all the popcorn and all the hot dogs and sausages and all that stuff that they were eating. He said, "How did you know that?" Then he told him about all the other things he thought about. He was so amazed he actually started backing up. And why did he back up? Well, because he was surprised. He was so stunned that he was able to technically read his mind that he was just flabbergasted. He was absolutely flabbergasted. He just stood back, didn't think of anything, didn't say anything, didn't do anything. He didn't even raise his eyebrows. He just stood there and stared at him, wondering why, or should say how, he was able to do such a thing. How was he able to read his mind? Well, Vicky, over there in the corner, she jumped up and said, "I know how we did it." And then it was answered. "How?" they said. And Vicky says, "It was from that electrical stuff that one guy spilled out all over the place." "You mean those thought waves or whatever they were? The electric thought waves? The elastic electricity?" "Yeah, that's it. The stuff that spread all over the place." "Yeah, I know." "So he was infected with it?" "Yes, he was." "Well, I'm getting out of here," they said, and they all jumped up and they kicked their chairs back and knocked the table over and spilled a pop and everything, and they just started running out the door. Two at one time, and they got hung up, and one had to go before the other so that they could both get through. Now, that was a pretty wild thing that just happened, because when they actually went through the doorway, one of them scraped their pants on the striker plate on the door jamb. And when they did that, it tore the pants, and the pants started to act differently, in that it wasn't like regular cloth. This was like wire, and the wires in the pants, we've never seen pants with wire in them, but these particular pants were made out of wire, I'm telling you. Wire, real wire, fine, fine wire. It was just like a cloth, a wire that was just like a cloth. And when he went through, when he scratched it, it tore those wires, and there was some kind of an electrical charge, short circuit or open circuits or whatever they call that stuff. And things were starting to go on and off all around this belt. Lights were flickering and twinkling, and around by, down by the shoes, there was a cuff there that was starting to turn different colors and flickering colors, like you had electric pants. And basically that's what it was, because it was made out of electricity. And there was also a surge of light that went in every direction at one time. It was like a flow of light, like waves of light that went up and down the pants and flickered around the belt and the zipper and the pockets, and everything just started going all over the place, flashing and twisting and turning. And of course Gary is sitting there looking at his own pants. His eyebrows were on top of his forehead while he was doing that. He said, "I didn't know it would do that." "Well, sure it would," said Vicky. "Of course it would. Look what happened with the other elastic electricity and all that stuff. And now your pants are going wacko. I'm getting out of here, too." Well, she was already out the window looking inside, talking. And she ran across the yard, right across the sidewalk, across the street, and two big trucks went by. That was close. But she got across the street to the other sidewalk and ran down that hallway thing. I think they called it an alleyway. And she ran down, you could hear her bumping into garbage cans and stuff, and she continued to run, and it was funny. I mean, it was so funny. You could hear her for about 15 minutes running down that hallway, or down that alleyway, and it was just hilarious. It was absolutely hilarious. And then you could hear way in the background, she said, "And I'm not coming back either." We laughed. We thought it was funny. We thought it was really funny, but, you know, some people thought it was funny and others didn't. They said, "How can you laugh about such a wild and crazy thing? You know, if it was me, I wouldn't be laughing. I'd be going right down to some scientific headquarters right now, and I'd be asking questions. I'd want to know what's happening here." Well, as soon as they answered all the questions that they had, they all sat in a chair back to back. Tom sat in his chair. Sherry sat in her chair. Mary sat in her chair. And Tom, Paul, and what's his name? You know who it is. Wilson. They all sat back to back, where their heads bumped each other's as they started rocking their heads back and forth, and it goes bonk, bonk, bonk. Each one bonked their heads against each other as they sat in their chairs with their backs to each other, and they just wobbled their heads back and forth until they felt their heads touching each other's heads. They went bonk, 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 bonk. And they kept doing that and doing that. And then finally, of course, Robert said, "That kind of hurts. I don't think I'm going to do that anymore." "But didn't you feel the excitement and the thrill, the electricity in the air?" "What are you talking about? You didn't feel that? I mean, I could think better and everything. Let's sit down again. Just sit down." "I don't want to." "Just sit down. Sit down and listen. Just sit down and listen." "Okay, okay." So they sat down back to back again. He said, "Now rock our heads back and forth again, like we did before, and just rock them back and forth until we bonk heads. Okay, ready? Go. Go. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's it. Oh, can't you feel it?" "Yeah, it hurts." "No, no, no. I'm talking about you can feel it and you can actually..." "Now think. Isn't it amazing what you can think of right now as soon as you do that? You know, all that mountains and prairies and buildings and those neat cars. What are you thinking about?" "No, I'm thinking about this stuff. It's just coming to my head just like that. It's like magic." "Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I can think now, too." "Oh, I don't believe you. I don't believe... Maybe I'm just the only one who's able to benefit from this." "Yes, you probably are the only one that can benefit from this. And so I'm going to take off, and I'll see you later. Where's my lunch bucket?" "It's over there on that cupboard." "Well, hey, what happened to it?" "No, it's there. It's over there around the corner." Oh, yeah, that's right. Thanks. And now here, I'm going to show you something." And when he walked over to his lunch bucket, he opened it up and looked inside. "Hey, who did that? Who did what? Look." And he held his lunch bucket up and he showed everybody. It was a plastic heart. inside of his lunch bucket. Who did that? Why would somebody do something like that? And as he was looking at that heart, it was plastic, but it looked real. But it made him sluggish. Made him kind of tired. And he looked at it and said, "Who did this?" Sarah put her head down. Shelley put hers down. Tom turned away. And Robert, he just kind of looked off to the side. Nobody could look right at him because somebody did it and everybody knew, but nobody would say who it was. "Who did it?" he said. "It's making me tired." "Look how it's affecting him," said Gary. "It's making me tired. Who did this?" "I bet Tom did it," said Robert. "Oh, I'm getting so sleepy. I gotta sit down. His legs were getting weak. He had to get over to a chair and sit down. He could barely make it. He finally sat down. And when he did, he just let his arms go loose. He just relaxed. Relaxed. Let himself go. He just let himself relax. All relaxed. He let himself go. And everybody was watching. But he still let himself just go. And they kept watching him. His eyes closed. His arms dropped. And he fell asleep. Right there in the chair. His head fell over to the side. And you could hear him snoring. Just like that. Just like that. He just fell asleep. He fell fast asleep. He took a deep breath and went back to sleep. Just like that. And he rested. He rested all the way until morning. So, so tired. So relaxed. So rested. So rested. So relaxed.